Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. There are bad plants, and then there are really bad plants. Buckthorn is a really bad plant. It came to the U.S. in the 1800s as an ornamental plant. In terms of wildlife habitat, buckthorn is one unwanted gift that keeps on giving. Buckthorn species are native to Europe, Asia, and parts of Africa, but many have found their way to the States. The most pervasive are common buckthorn that threatens forest and savannas and glossy buckthorn that typically overruns wetland habitats. Both species are prolific seed producers and tolerant of a wide range of conditions. Add to this an early season leaf out and you have all the makings of a fierce competitor that crowds out our native plant species. But buckthorn goes even further. It doesn't just trespass on our native ecosystems. This really bad plant also helps some really bad critters. Buckthorn is the overwintering host of the soybean aphid, a non-native pest that can severely stunt soybean production. What's more is that the soybean aphid provides a stable food source for the Asian ladybug, that pesky bug that gathers on the south-facing walls of your home or workplace every fall. This exotic ladybug isn't just annoying, it can diminish yields in grapes and other tender fruits. Buckthorn is the perfect example of how, in our interconnected natural world, one species can affect others in sometimes unexpected and often unwanted ways.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about the buckthorn and other invasive species is available at nature.org/Indiana.